J2 and K2 are climbing into the Batmobile and hitting the road. Join them as they head off on another comic book store adventure.
All right, it's J2 and K2. We're here at Sketchbook Comics. We're doing one of our comic book store adventures. We're here with Jeff again. Hey, man.
How's it going?
Good. How you been?
Good. Good. Busy.
Cool.
I was off on a family trip, so it's all me.
He said he was going to be in the happiest place in the world. I just thought he meant here.
Yeah, me too. Turns out he meant Disney.
That would do it for me, being here all day.
I'm good with it.
So we haven't seen you in a while. A couple big events going on in comics right now. In DC, we have Villains Month, and in Marvel, we have Infinity. How has that been for the store?
Huge. I mean, Villains Month on the whole has been just a massive, massive massive event. I mean, exceeding what all of DC's expectations. The allocation stuff made it a little tough to meet the needs for the 3D covers, but on the whole, it's done really well. There's been some fantastic stories. The Riddler, Ra's al Ghul are two that come to mind, both drawn by Jeremy Hahn, and I'm a big fan of him.
The Joker one was pretty weird.
Yes, the Joker one was very weird. That one, I've seen a lot of good reviews for it online, but we've gotten some pretty mixed reviews from our readers. Like, some people loved it, some people absolutely hated it. So,
I knew a guy who said it was the worst comic he ever read.
All right, I don't know that I've heard anything quite to that extreme, right. but yeah, I guess it's possible.
It's the Joker raising a monkey with machine guns. But, yeah?
Yeah. Can't seems like something you'd do, though.
What about the covers? Have you heard that with me, I don't know if it's because I'm old or not, but they were giving me a headache and making me nauseous?
I've heard that from a few people.
Okay.
I have. They don't bother me on the whole individually, but at one point when I was doing the pull list and I had them laid out in a group on the table, yeah, it messed with my eyes something fierce.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Now, you actually recommended Infinity to me.
Yes.
So, are you still liking it past the first issue?
I've only read the first issue at this point.
Okay.
I just got to a point where I thought, I'm going to hold off and read a chunk of it at a time.
Right.
Hickman, as a writer, tends to have a fairly overarching idea in mind. I don't think single shots, like single issues, are really what he's writing for.
Right.
And so sometimes with his writing, I struggle. I still think of the Hyperion issue of Avengers.
Oh, yeah.
And I've read it twice, and I have no idea what happens in it. And so with Infinity, I think I'm going to hold off. Now that the third one's out, I'm thinking about going back, rereading one, and then two and three at the same time to see if it just kind of works a little bit better for me when it comes to his writing.
Cool. Yeah, I know I had to kind of be persuaded to get that after the whole Age of Ultron.
Yeah, that was terrible. God, that was bad.
Oh, man.
I am digging Forever Evil, though. I like that
a lot. I was going to ask you. That first issue was awesome.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, Nightwing's my favorite character, so the fact that he's smack dab in the middle of, like, a major, major storyline. And I love the idea that the villains have won.
Yeah, you know? And he's unmasked now, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And at first I thought, you know, okay, let's see where it goes. But the more I thought about it, the more, you know, the repercussions that come from that are huge. Especially when I thought about the fact that, you know, there's a certain bald supervillain who they make a point of showing you, you know, while he doesn't know who Richard Grayson is, let's face facts, he can put one and one together quickly.
Oh, yeah.
So I think this is a very bad thing for the Batman family.
I think so, too.
Not to mention that, you know, Ultraman basically said, we're going to kill everybody he knows.
Yeah. And he's snorting kryptonite. Which was
yes.
Awesome.
Yes. I thought that was fantastic. And you know what else was very cool about that is when he moves the moon there at the end, my first thought reading it was, well, what about the tides?
Yeah.
You need to address this somewhere. They did. It's in the Black Manta Villains Month book.
Okay.
Yeah. They 100% address it, and Manta's not happy about it.
Oh, nice. What else? So, big Aquaman fan, as we all recall.
Yep, I do like the Aquaman.
Now, what are your thoughts that Geoff Johns announced he's leaving?
I'm okay with it. I really like Johns, but I'm trying to think of the new writer's name.
Geoff Parker, the Batman 66 guy.
That's right, Geoff Parker. I'm good with it. He recently changed his Twitter handle to aquatic fellow or something like that because he's so excited about it. I'm like, all right, if he's that into it, then I'm down with checking it out.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to definitely keep reading it.
Yeah, for sure.
I know Kat's a big fan.
Huge.
Yeah, she likes the orange shirt. People made a big deal about them giving him a beard. That kind of caught me off guard. I was like,
I like
it's a beard. He looks good.
Yeah, it reminds me of the Brave and the Bold cartoon.
This is true. Yep. I hadn't thought of it that way, actually, but you're right. You're right.
Bring back the hook hand, too, I said.
No, I don't want the hook hand. I did like the fact that in Forever Evil, the Aquaman from the Crime Syndicate's Earth was effectively that old design.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Well, what else have you been digging lately?
I just starting to read East of West from Image. The first trade came out. The first issue sold out so fast, I didn't get a chance to really look at it.
Okay.
So now that the trade's out, I'm just starting to read that. Again, Hickman. So I wasn't overly disappointed that I missed the first issue and was kind of thinking waiting for the trade might be the better move. But it's getting huge, huge reviews from people, and people are just loving it. So I'm just starting that. The other thing that I'm really looking forward to reading right now is Bad Karma, which is a hardcover that was put out by some of the Image guys through Kickstarter. It's Jeremy Hahn and B. Clay Moore. Alex Grecian, I believe, is one of them. Seth Peck is one of the writers, and multiple artists and stuff like that. And it's just this beautiful book that I can't wait to read. I mean, we've got it in store, too, if anybody wants to check it out. What else have I been reading? Well, I mean, let's face it, the villains books.
Yeah.
Like I said, the Ra's al Ghul and the Riddler ones, really dug those, especially the Ra's al Ghul. But I love him to begin with.
Great character.
Ra's Raish, however it's pronounced. Again, drawn by Jeremy Hahn, who's a fantastic artist. The Harley Quinn one was pretty cool. I dug the Deadshot one, although he's a pretty radical revamp for his origin. Like, you know, it's a very, very different origin now from what it was, and I always liked it before. But yeah. And Battle of the Atom.
Oh,
I really like Battle
too,
of the Atom.
Yeah.
I'm digging that a lot. You know, pretty much anything I have time to actually read, I'm good with. But, yeah, those are the ones that really come to mind.
Now, I have to thank you guys for saving me a copy of the Star Wars.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I haven't read it.
It's interesting.
Yeah, that's what people keep. I had people asking me ahead of time, is it good? Is it good? Is it, you know, you think it's going to be good? But my initial response was always, well, if it was really good, it would have been the movie.
Yeah.
But yeah. People seem to be digging it just for the fact that it's different.
Yeah. Like, I mean, so far the characters are similar in name only.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Art's beautiful in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
So thank you for saving me that.
No problem. No problem.
I got to ask you this, because apparently I am what's the word I'm looking for? The defender of Ben Affleck.
I think it's a fantastic choice.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I do. I think I love the fact that he's older than Cavill. I always prefer that Batman be an older character than Superman. People like to bring up Daredevil, and I'm sorry, man, but Daredevil is no excuse. First off, it's 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Nobody's the same person they were 10 years ago. And there's a whole lot more wrong with Daredevil than Ben Affleck. And, you know, let's start with the director. Ben Affleck's gone on to make, let's say, Argo, The Town. You know, Hollywoodland. The director from Daredevil went on to make Ghost Rider.
Enough said right there.
No, I think it's fantastic. I love the fact that he addressed the comments on late-night TV. I think that's fantastic, but I think he's a good choice. And let's face it, he's got the jaw for it.
I think he's going to be a great Bruce Wayne. Yeah. I'll have to wait and see how he's doing as Batman. Well, Kath has just presented us with some of the books coming out this week. What do you think? Like, what are you looking forward? What are Jeff's picks for the week?
Doomsday is going to be huge. I didn't think it was in the beginning, and it's blowing up big. I mean, and the funny thing is, I don't think it's hardcore readers that are after Doomsday. It's those little, the people that are a little more casual. They just pick up a book here and there, you know, one book a month or something like that. But Doomsday, for whatever reason, seems to resonate with these people. And I'm constantly getting people asking me for that. I am looking forward to Bane a lot. The Batman 23.4.
Well, Graham Nolan's coming back to draw it. He co-created it.
Yeah, the co-creator's drawing it. The fact that he's playing a fairly significant role in talent right now. And I just like Bane. I think he's a cool character.
Yeah, for sure.
Mass Effect Foundation 3 comes out this week. I'm digging that, but I love Mass Effect. And the Powerpuff Girls come out this week. Can't say I've ever been a Powerpuff Girl fan. It'll be interesting to see how that book does.
Yeah.
You know, it had a huge following years ago, but then it faded. It'll be interesting to see if it comes back. Oh, is she?
She wasn't around for the first wave, so this is all very exciting for her.
So it's nostalgia for her already.
It's nostalgia for me. It's... Oh my gosh, there's new stuff?
Yeah.
Because all we've gotten was like everything that was out 10 years ago.
It ended about 5 or 6 years before she was born, so that should be interesting, man. All right, well, we want to thank you for taking the time to
no
talk
problem,
to us
man.
Again, and hopefully we can do this as a recurring segment.
Absolutely. Anytime.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, have a good day, guys.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek comic book needs.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.